That's a question that I ask myself all the time. What would success look like here? What would it mean to be successful in creating this art piece or writing this song or coming up with a solution to this problem? Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Today, I am finalizing this set of techniques to build your creative thinking skills and your creative abilities. And there are more. There are lots of techniques I'm going to be exploring over the coming months, but I'm kind of breaking them into little group sets, if you will. Next week, I'm going to be talking about communication and business relationships. This week is all about building your internal creative skills. So I've talked about the yes and exercise. I've talked about brainstorming. I've talked about the vision board. Today I want to talk about something that might sound boring, and I apologize if it does, but it's still super cool. It's good old fashioned list making. I know it sounds boring, but actually it's not. This is one of my favorite ways to make a list. It's not just a list of what you want. Instead, I'm going to ask you to take a piece of paper and break it down into quarters. The first column will be a list of what you need to do to solve this problem or to come up with this creative idea or whatever. The next one will be what you want. The next one will be what you're willing to accept. And the next one will be deal breakers. So I'm going to give you the example that I give to all my coaching clients when we talk about this. Let's say I was looking for love. I know I've been married for a long time and I've been with my husband for many, many years, but let's say I was. When I was looking for a partner, I did this activity and I made a list. I crystallized for myself exactly who and what I wanted to bring into my life. Now, that's an important point of this. Like, if what you're trying to do is come up with a solution, then you have to ask yourself, what would that solution look like? Right? That's a question that I ask myself all the time. What would success look like here? What would it mean to be successful in creating this art piece or writing this song or coming up with a solution to this problem? See the end result, imagine it, envision it, and that can make all the difference in how you approach it. The other part of this is that when I made this list for my perfect partner, and I'm using that as an example, one of the things that I needed, that this went in that first column, was I needed someone who loved animals. That's important to me. I'm vegan. You know, I'm vegan. I talk about it all the time. But I needed someone who was going to share that value and who was going to be just as much of an advocate for animals and their rights as I was. That was something I needed in a partner in order to feel like I could truly be with him. And then, I made a list of all those things. What is it that I need in a partner? Blah, blah, blah. And then, and they were things like kindness and things like that. I need my partner to be kind. That's a need. It's not just a desire. It's a need. But then I moved over to the want column. I want someone who's adventurous. I want someone who is interested in traveling. I want someone who makes me laugh. And so those are the kinds of things that I want in a partner. And then I went into, what am I willing to accept? Well, I'm willing to accept someone who's not tidy. I'm not particularly tidy myself. And Rich would be the first person to tell you he's a slob. There's no question about it. And that's, I'm willing to accept that because he ticks so many other things off on my list. And my deal breaker, for example, or one of my deal breakers is a smoker. I am very allergic to cigarette smoke, so I could never be with someone who smokes. And so those are the kinds of things that I would put if I were looking for love. But what if you're trying to come up with a creative solution to a problem? Well, you know what the problem is, right? You've identified that problem. Let's say it is bringing food to people No, I'm gonna do a different one. Let me just step out of that and do something completely different. Let's say the problem you're trying to solve is helping kids have access to reading and books. Okay, so one of the things that kids would need is access to the books themselves. That would be a need in order to solve this problem, right? If you're trying to give access to kids in developing countries, if you're trying to give them books to read, they're going to need physical books, or they're going to need e-readers or something like that. So that's one. Two, they're going to need light, right? If you are in a part of the world where there's no access, ready access to electricity, then you're going to need light. That's one of the needs. In order to be able to read a physical book, unless you have an e-reader, you are going to need light. Now, here's the thing. If you have an e-reader, you're going to need to be able to charge that e-reader. So again, still, we're talking about electricity. One of the things that you want is, for me, it would be a real desire to have it be self-sustaining. So for example, I would want solar charged or rechargeable light that would be useful in this kind of situation. And then what I would be willing to accept, okay, if it's sturdy enough, recycled plastic, right? That's something that I would be like, well, okay, I'll accept that. I would prefer it not to be plastic, but if that's the only way to make it so that it's durable and sturdy and reusable and rechargeable, then okay. And what would a deal breaker be? Single use. There's no point in developing a product for any part of the world that's single use. It creates more trash and it's not useful to the people who'd be using it. So if I were trying to solve the problem, I would be saying, okay, I want to create a little sun. And that is something that, and I always forget the gentleman's name. He's an architect who's, I believe he's Danish, and he created this little rechargeable solar light that they call the little sun. And it's fabulous. I'm going to put the Amazon link to it. Because here's what's cool about it. What they've done with the little sun, it's a little tiny solar-powered rechargeable light made out of recycled plastic that they send to people in the developing world. So for every one that you buy, and I'm not affiliated with them in any way, I just think this is a cool business model. For every one little sun that somebody buys, a little sun gets sent to a part of the world that doesn't have access to electricity so that people can use that light to read by or learn by or study by in the evenings after the sun has gone down. How cool is that? So this was a little case study I was able to give you in that way, right? This is a super easy case study where you go through and you figure out what you need, you figure out what you want, you figure out what you're willing to accept, and your deal breakers. In this case, you need something that is easily rechargeable. You want something that is useful, right, to the people. You are willing to accept plastic in this case, especially since it's recycled plastic. But a deal breaker is that it's single use. That's not useful to you, and it's not useful to the people who would be getting this. And then, of course, another need would be something that's affordable. Well, the business model that they have is that they upcharge, I think that's how it works, they upcharge people like me who can afford to buy one a little bit more so that they can then send those to people in the developing world for free. Ta-da! What a great way to do it, right? And so then as part of this whole thing, you have to ask yourself, what does success look like? Well, success in this situation and in the situation of the little son is kids, especially for me, in my example, have access to reading light in the evenings. But as part of this, adults also have access, right? They are there, they can do it, they can, and it's rechargeable. It gives you like 5 hours or something like that per charge of light. And it's super bright. It's a great little LED light. And you can recharge it the next day and then use it that evening. So that's what success looks like, especially if it's recycled and reusable, rechargeable, and people in the developing world do not have to pay for it. It's something that is offered to them as part of programs that are trying to help develop sustainably and through that notion of conservation, parts of the world that don't have access to things that here in the USA, certainly we take for granted. So that is what success would look like in that little case study. And I'm going to find the gentleman's name. I talk about him all the time and I always forget his name. And I'm going to put the link to the little son in the show notes too, because I think it's such a cool idea to have that access to that. So if you want to buy one, you know that one will be sent over to parts of the developing world that need access to light in the evenings. Isn't that a cool idea? Isn't that a cool way of looking at it? So if you're trying to come up with solutions to a thorny problem, again, what you need, what you want, what you're willing to accept, and deal breakers. And then the last question to ask yourself is, what would success look like? What would it look like to have this problem that I'm trying to innovate a solution to were to be solved? What would it look like? That's a great question to ask yourself. Because if you can envision success, you can sometimes even reverse engineer from that success back to where you are right now and then follow those steps to achieve that success. It's a really cool way of doing it, keeping in mind your needs, your wants, your willing to accept, and your deal breakers, so that you know that the road you're walking is actually the one that's going to get you where you want to go, rather than one you haven't, where you haven't thought of all the possible pitfalls and all the weird parameters that might be, that might play a role in what you're trying to achieve. Alrighty, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. If you want to talk more about how to come up with innovative solutions and how to build those creative thinking skills, I've opened my coaching practice back up. I would love to get on a discovery call with you, on a connection call, to see if I can help and to see how we might work together. The discovery call, the first one, as they say, first one's free. This is complimentary from me to you because I'm opening my coaching practice back up. One of the cool things that I love about being a coach is that my goal, and I've been told this is a bad business model, but I love it. My goal is to become superfluous to my clients. I want my clients to go, yep, I've got all the skills I need. I might check in with you next year or the year after, but I'm ready to move on my own. That is success to me. That's what success looks like to me when I'm working with my private coaching clients, right? I want you to not need me. So that's how I look at all of this. So I had recently a number of clients go, you know what? I'm ready to move out on my own. I'll come in for a check-in next spring, move on. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm ready for new clients. So that's why I'm opening up my coaching practice again for a little while. And if you want to book a discovery call to see how we might work together, I would love to hear from you. The link to book a discovery call is right in the show notes too. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.